Hello and welcome to today's episode of BrigitCast. On BrigitCast, our desire is to share with you truths that can empower you to maximize your phase of life and prepare you for a great future. My name is Joseph Jinwoki. Today I want to share some thoughts with you, and they are centered on this matter, which is how to graduate from financial dependence on your parents. Right from our childhood, we depended on our parents for financial supplies. They paid our fees, gave us food, bought our clothes, gave us money for handwork in school, if you know anything like about handwork in school, and did every single thing, we provided our needs. Now, it gets to a phase in life where we should stop this. What I mean is, they should stop giving us money and we should stop collecting from them. Now, somebody say, we know now, it's when you get a job. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not when you get a job. I'm saying it's about a phase of life. I understand that getting a job is a phase in life, but that's not actually what I'm pointing at. I'm saying that you should come to a point where, even whether you have a job, in the world we call job, or not, you come to a point where you can say, I want to ease them of the job of having to take care of me financially. Or I want to be a man by beginning to take responsibility for my life, taking a step to make money, planning how to make money, managing it, and meeting my need. You do it so well, you begin to meet the need of one other person, two other persons, and then eventually you now become so mature, you should have a family. That's actually what I'm talking about. The phase I'm talking is not really when you get the job, what we call job in Nigeria. What I mean is that when you are done with school, I think at that phase, whether you have the what we call job, which is maybe working in a very big company or not, you should have graduated from financial dependence on your parents. My own personal conviction is that if your parents train you beyond secondary school, they did you a very good thing. The most of what you just need is to get educated. Going through the 4 walls of a university or any campus gets you highly educated. So when you get to that point, you should actually graduate from financial dependence on them. One of the first steps you have to take to achieve this is that you have to change your attitude of, they are my parents and they are supposed to give me money. I'm not saying they are not supposed to give you money, but if you have this attitude of, I must collect from them, it's their job to give me, but your eyes will not be open to opportunities that are abound in your environment for you to make money with what God has loaded in you, with the skills, talent, knowledge, and everything you have in you. So please change that mindset. It's not about them. One is that you relieve them of the burden of having to take care of you. Number two is that you begin to become a man by waking up in the morning and say, how do I make money? Making the money and planning how to use it judiciously, resisting the temptation to waste it. When you begin to do all of these things, what you are eventually doing is you are becoming closer to the real man you are created to be. Now, another step you have to take is this. Regulate the cash flow from them. Usually, they ask every month they give you a certain percentage, a certain amount of money as pocket money. Maybe tell them, from this month, I won't collect pocket money again. I will just have to work to get something. Now, if you may not cut them off entirely because you may just die in the process. Don't laugh. Now, what I mean is that if you don't have any source of income at all, if you cut them off, my guy, not there too. So, what you do is that you just say, okay, I won't be collecting pocket money. But when it's about school fees or you want to go do one big project, they can support you, they should go ahead and do it. Now, when you regulate it, you begin to do it gradually until you come to the point where you don't have any need for that financial support again, and you begin to support them financially for your own siblings and even the other person they want to help. And that thing you do is to turn on your wealth magnet. God has loaded something in you. It's called talent. Some other person call it potentials. You have gone to school, you were trained, you have knowledge, you have skill and all that. Everything you have, or one of those things you have, you can use it to generate solution for someone, and they will give you money in return as thank you. So please look out for things you can help people do. Package that talent you have. Look at how to sell them. The way it is a raw something. So you have to package it in a manner. If you can, when I say, I will sing for you, you give me anything. After 10 people or 2 people have given you anything, the next person say, give me 500 naira. Or based on what anything they gave you, you now estimate what other persons can give and begin to grow bit by bit, and that before you know what's happening, you come to the point where you realize that, oh, I don't even need my parents' money again. You now begin to give them. What's the point I've made? You can graduate from financial dependence on your parents at the right age, which is when you have most likely finished school. Changing your attitude of, oh, they must give me, to I should give them. Resolving to open your eyes to opportunities, regulating their cash flow, and turning on your wealth magnet. Thanks for tuning in to Brogit Cast today. You can download more of these when you visit brogit.com/brogitcast. To get more notification on our latest posts, podcast, book, and program, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Brogit World. You can join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending BJC to 0810-550-4664.